Moving ahead to after the Second World War. I don't know if any of you know areas of Reading like Early or Lower Early. If you go out of the campus on the other side from Reading, that's called Early, and that was only developed in the 1960s. Huge amount of new housing was put up in Early, and then Lower Early from the 1970s onwards. So these were major developments of housing around Reading. We talked before about the three B's, factories with production. Nowadays, we have new industries in Reading, which are much more to do with service industries. Prudential with insurance. Foster Wheeler, they do oil exploration, amongst other things, but they do a number of petrochemical production work. HP Invent, I have HP here. You might know it from computer printers or other things. Actually, HP Invent is going to move away from Reading now. So next year I will take that out because they're leaving. They're leaving because there's too much traffic in Reading. Too many cars, so that the movement of traffic is unpredictable, and they want to move to somewhere better for movement. Another major development in Reading is the development of shopping. Reading as a shopping centre for the Thames Valley, and a leisure centre. Lots of pubs and clubs. The two central streets in Reading, Friar Street and Broad Street, used to be only shops. But now, Friar Street is really only pubs and clubs. And it's been developed as a centre for people to come to for leisure. Just to finish off, a little bit about population. We can see how Reading has grown over the years. Early 14th century, 1,300. By the middle of the 16th century, up to 3,000. The doubling, though, over 200 years. 1801, 9,400. We start to see a really big increase, though, in the 20th century. 1911, 75. 2003, 143. However, actually, the number can be seen to be much, much bigger. Because 143,000 is Reading Borough. Early is not included. Lower Early is not included. Woodley is not included. Because these are areas that are in a different borough, a different local government area. But actually, it's all joined together as one big urban spread. And so, really, it would be better to say that Reading is over 200,000 now, with many people living in Reading and commuting to London, because the house prices are slightly better in Reading than they are in London. And with that, I will finish.